This is Jake Slobodnik, and today we take a look at another team that deals with new leadership as the United Valley Lions welcome coach Lou McElwee to the helm. He takes over for Kevin Marabito, who retired in the offseason, and he looks to make a great first impression in the Heritage Conference. The co-op between Blacklick Valley and United has been successful so far, entering its third year. The Lions took home the Heritage Conference Championship in 2023 as they finished 9-2 overall and 9-1 in the conference. They began last year on an 8-game winning streak before falling to River Valley 13-6 late October, then lost to Mount Union in the District 6 playoffs at home. They lost a lot of players, though, including running back Caden McCulley, Isaac Worthington, Gino DiPaolo, and Braden Brown, all of whom helped fuel the Lions' offense. Assistant coach Sean Mack said the merger with Blacklick Valley has helped tremendously since its inception in 2022.
Both schools are probably pulling about 20 to 25 students, which, you know, in itself, when you, if that's all you have on one team, it's tough. It's tough to run practice. Trust me, Kevin and I ran one with 13, you know, to start the season. So the numbers look good for us. The 2 years that we had have been excellent. It's been a great merging of two schools, the coaches, the community, the fans, the administration. It's all been great.
Despite the overhaul on the staff and on the roster, Mack said the Lions will not change much in terms of preparation or game planning this year.
I think maybe a little bit of maybe how we approach maybe practice, way we schedule practice and so forth, even in the preseason here for heat camp and our regular weekly camp. That's probably the biggest change as far as how we've done things. Offensively, defensively, going to be pretty similar to what we ran last year.
When talking about the team, Mack said they would like to find their starters well before kickoff on August 23rd.
A lot of open spots. I mean, you know, when we've been doing a lot of 7-on-7, even with heat acclimation coming up next week, we'd like to end heat acclimation with having our starters already named. So there's plenty of holes to be filled, plenty of opportunities. It's just somebody just has to step up and actually prove that they deserve that spot.
Replenishing the Lions' defense and skill positions on offense won't be as troublesome, according to Mack. However, the offensive line will need plenty of help.
Really, we have two linemen coming back, two tackles that we have. We got to fill in the middle. I feel once we get to that point, once we get that offensive line settled, same as on a defensive line, if we can get that, that's as far as they're going to take us. If anybody knows football, it all starts up front. If we can't get that to gel, it's going to be tough for us to go forward.
When talking about the year as a whole, Mack said the Lions' big plan is to build for the future.
I believe we have the numbers to actually fill that in. But at this point, I would say definitely, we're rebuilding this year somewhere in the middle of the pack. That's where I think we're going to probably finish.
United Valley opens its season August 23rd against the Homer Center Wildcats. That game will air at 6:15 on WCCS, WCCSradio.com, and on Renda Digital TV. With this look at the United Valley Lions, I'm Jake Slobodnik for your hometown radio station.